La 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 la.
I told you about the software on her phone, right? So it sends alerts because her dad decided that he like wants to be involved on this level, I guess. So it sends alerts to me and to her dad. And today, it always alerts me when she gets to her campus, but the map is kind of funky. So when I drop her off in the morning, 10 minutes later, I get an alert that she's arrived at the school. And I might then get an alert that says she left the school. And it's just because of the way that the map works, right? It's a big, big campus and it intersects with the high school campus. So if she steps off real quick, you know. But then I'm on my way to pick her up this afternoon and I get the alert. Pancake has arrived at the middle school campus. And I texted her. I said, "Oh, you've arrived? Where have you been for the last 6 hours?" And I get a total deadpan, having some beers. I'm like, "Oh, cool. So the software is going to send me an update about how my child is texting with alcoholic content or, you know, alcohol-related content." So I haven't checked them just because I want to give her dad a little bit of a heart attack.
That
I think
would
it would
be
be fun.
funny.
I think I'll enjoy it.
She's talking about beer.
Fantastic. Don't worry about it, Dad. I'm just having some beers.
That's funny. But if she's texting it to you, does it still flag it?
Oh, yeah, because 2 days ago, when she said something about me not loving her, it got flagged as bullying. And I got a notification. I'm like,
Wow.
fantastic. It's
Interesting.
very thorough.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I'd rather have it tell me everything than not enough, right?
She texted me a little bit ago and she said, "My mom's not allowed to text you or any of her friends. She's in trouble." And I sent her a laughing emoji and I said, "Good luck with that." And she said, "Thanks."
Small human and I suffer from similar physical ailments, right? So we have a couple of pain disorders in this family, and you know this. So I only eat certain things and I don't eat certain things, and I'm kind of usually pretty careful. But also for Mini Me, who is not food sensitive that we can tell yet, it's just the pain disorder, you have to eat properly.
Yeah.
Like if you don't correctly, we say, fuel your body, A, you're going to have more pain. B, you're going to be more susceptible to the migraines and other regular headaches that come with this pain disorder. Fine. So I am constantly telling her, you need to fuel your body. And sugar first, even if that sugar just comes from a straight up apple on an empty stomach, will cause a headache. Well, I've had a headache all day, and I pick up said small human, and she goes, "Well, you had donuts this morning. Did you eat anything else?" And I'm like, well, yeah." And I'm trying to explain that when I got to my place of work, I also had a well-rounded lunch and some protein. But no, I got a lecture a la Freaky Friday from my small human about how, well, no wonder your head hurts. You're not fueling your body correctly. Give me your phone. You're
Whoa.
grounded. And I was like, fuck, what? Man, no.
Welcome to teenage years.
It's no. 2 out of 10 would not recommend.
She's advanced.
I mean, we went
I
like a
think not
week.
this episode, but I think the next episode is teenagers.
Good. It's going to be fun.
I did one episode of teenager.
I will take the. I mean, you were totally right. She has not stopped calling me Pickle for weeks, except last week she went about 3 days without that obsessive, "Hi, Pickle. I love you, Pickle. Do you
Wow.
love me, Pickle?" And I wanted to cry. I was like, hey, Pickle.
You don't miss me?
I love you.
I'm thinking about me.
I went
I'm
to the bathroom
funny.
by myself. You okay? Oh, man. Kids,
Yes,
man.
they are
Kids are
just so
hard.
wonderful and lovely.
Is that what they are? Speaking of, how's Bubba? Is he still trying to end
He's
the
doing
world?
okay at home, but he's still struggling at school. And I guess he's baby talking at school, which he doesn't, at least not at my house, he doesn't do that. That's just not something he does at home. But also,
We don't
I
allow
won't
that.
humor that.
No.
Even if he makes like grunting noises, I tell him, "I don't know what you want. I don't, that's, those are
That's
not
not
words."
English. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to communicate. Even if he says, "Mom, this is not working." Like, that's not telling me what you need. That's just making a statement.
Right.
So, okay, that's not working. Cool. Do you need
Thanks for the flag.
something? And then he'll tell me what, you know, he'll use his words and be like, "I need you to help me fix it," or
Well, wait, so
whatever.
what kind of baby talk?
I don't know. She just
Bubba
says
want
she's talking.
wah-wah? Like,
I imagine it's something one of his friends does that he's copying.
Because his friends sound like little assholes.
Well, it's a pretty normal thing at this age. Yeah. It's just not something we ever had to deal with because we just don't.
Well, that's interesting because three and a half, they're still kind of sound like babies.
Well, and a lot of his friends, their speech is not super clear like his. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's just how they sound and he's just imitating it.
You know what's interesting, though? It would track right along with his, I don't have time for complete sentences, meals, chewable foods. I've got shit to do.
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's
people to see.
He's an adorable handful.
Nations to conquer.
He's so cute. I just love him so much.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of the girls. Nah, he'd never change himself for a woman. He'd make the woman change for him. That's Bubba's energy right now.
Yeah, and I think if it's anything, it's just like something he did. Either if he created it, he did it in front of friends and they laughed.
Oh,
and
no.
So he's doing it to be funny. Or someone else does it and he thinks it's funny, so he copies it.
That's the candy cane in him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Him and if candy cane. Give me an audience.
So much in common.
Oh, man. Hey, friends. Welcome to This Is Hard. I'm a potato.
And I am Ashley. This is our comedy podcast about how hard life can be with tiny humans.
So hard. And you know what I heard? And I felt vindicated the other day. I was selected in a lottery to chaperone a tiny human field trip on Tuesday. And these tiny humans went to a nature preserve near our location of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 13. We had 13 in my group, two adults, me and a boy mom, which was interesting because I knew all of the girls because most had been in my, all but one had been in my Girl Scout troop at some point. And then she knew how to manage the boys. Mm-hmm. Right. Worked out perfectly. But it was, I said to their teacher, I was like, I'm going to need you to put a filter on this when I tell you this. I said, but usually when you have a field trip, at least one kid takes it as an opportunity to act like an asshole to an adult from not his environment.
Yeah.
And none of them were like that on this trip. However, two of the other Girl Scout moms also chaperoned this field trip and looked at me and said, oh yeah, having like seven of them together made me realize, oh, it's not just me, or like made me feel better about my kid. And I wanted to be like, yeah, the one you send me once a week with nine other feral 8-year-olds to babysit and try to teach things. Mm-hmm. But no, the real winners are the second grade teachers because, oh my word.
Yeah.
And this poor, these poor teachers. So obviously they're twins and both of the teachers were there. One of them had given a pep talk to all the kids the day before. And it was, we are not there for the ocean. We are going to Torrey Pines, not Torrey Beach. Do not ask.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something about, there are only so many rocks in this preserve. You may not take one home. Do not ask. And so Candy Cane is giving me the rundown of all these rules before we left. It was hysterical. And then the other teacher, Ms. D, we get there and there are whale bone replicas up at the like little museum in this preserve, which is up on cliffs away from the ocean. But you can see the ocean. So she walks up with her group, not my group. And she had told them before we leave the classroom that morning, she's given them a safety brief. And she says, please only ask intelligent questions. Like, let's show them how smart we are. Because as we're leaving, one goes, are we going to see any Indonesian monkeys? She's like, no, there are no Indonesian. Then one chops up with, what's a halibut? Like, I don't know. I'm like, these kids, she really got the most challenging ones. So she was like, let's not ask these questions at the preserve. Well, they get up to this museum. And the guide is saying, does anyone know what these bones are? And one of the kid goes, elephant bones. And she's like, yes. No.
Yes, all the elephants of the ocean.
And he says, well, no, these are actually whale bones. And another one goes, the whale died right here? How'd it get up here? And she's going, I swear I teach these children. Like, I promise you, I teach these kids.
They have smart brains. They're just, you know, they're just overwhelmed with excitement.
And it's so funny because those are sandwiched in between questions about, like, the bark beetles that infested the park. They've got these traps for them up there. Mm-hmm. And these kids are asking in-depth questions about the life cycle of a bark beetle that the rangers have to go home and Google because they don't actually know. And then, oh, well, how did the whale climb up the cliff?
Well,
brains are crazy.
He jumped, dummy.
He might have.
Real high. And then he couldn't get back in. And so he died. And that's why his bones are here.
You know what we should do is we should make that into one of those fables with a meaning and a lesson.
I'm sure there's one out there in somebody's culture.
About how a whale jumped too high and then died?
Yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Google
maybe?
It.
Maybe? Inui? Can we? Somebody.
Somebody was
coming hot and tell
lots
me exactly.
Of whales in their culture.
Wait.
Cultural whales.
It took me a second because I thought you said somebody knows about whales and their culture. I was like, whales have culture?
Whales do have culture. They sing. They have music.
Really fascinating whale memes coming out now about all kinds of stuff. Like one has one's talking to a microphone and it's like, watch, I can literally say anything, and they use it to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
The whale sounds. That made me laugh. But also the video of Sophie, the grandma orca, who just like ate the shit out of a great white shark the other day in our county.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. A grandma orca, the great white's just kind of cruising along. Grandma orca comes out of the depths and body slams it to death for her pod to eat. A great white shark.
I think that's great.
We have these for our entertainment.
Is that something they normally eat?
In enormous glass aquariums. Yeah, they can. They eat sharks. They eat whatever they want to eat.
Killer whales are so...
terrifying.
Yeah, but like badass terrifying. Like I would never want to be near one in the world.
No.
Besides at like SeaWorld where I can
also look at them. No, I don't even want them on land because I'm sure they're smart enough to adapt and overcome. Have you speaking of terrifying?
They can eat lots of humans at one time. They just toss you up in the air.
I mean, yes, but I was more concerned about like how they would figure out how to make like a SpongeBob kind of aquarium head, like when you go into the squirrel's terrarium in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
If any species could figure it out, it would be the orca. I mean, they pinned that trainer against the side of the tank and watched the light leave her eyes. They're savages.
Yeah. Savage is a good word for it.
It's kind of like it's awesome, but equally terrifying.
Yeah.
But again,
the world is crazy.
Speaking of terrifying, have you seen what the inside of a penguin's mouth looks like?
No.
I'm going to Google it for you because I saw it for the first time today and I'm very upset. I'm very, very upset. Everything is ruined. Inside a penguin's mouth.
Send me a picture and I'll put it on our Insta.
Oh, I will. But here. Real life. Look right in there.
Wow. What are those?
Teeth.
Those are all teeth?
Yes.
Because they got a nom, nom, nom on the fish.
Yeah, but...
their little mouths are kind of small.
But they're like razor tooths. Like, look at this. This is horrifying. Like, oh, look at the really cute little penguin.
I mean, it's still kind of cute, but
it's
like,
a meth penguin. It's horrifying. This guy could murder you. They're even on its tongue. Gross.
Yeah. Animals are gross.
Nature's
but still so cute, especially the baby versions of everything.
Nature is wild. You heard it here first, guys.
Especially human nature.
Do you want to expand on that?
There's just so many things. We don't have time for that.
Okay.
We don't have time to talk about how wild, crazy humans are.
So instead, our first segment comes from Reddit.com. Kids say the darndest things.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they most ends. Certainly do. MJ Smore 33 says, while eating lunch with the student, my mommy eats penis. Me. What does your mommy eat? Student. She eats penis. She said it's yummy. Me. Oh, I think you might mean a different word. Student. No, penis. Holds up a piece of spinach. Me. Oh, mommy eats spinach. Student. Yeah, penis. He's a dual language learner with a bit of an accent. He was trying to say spinach, but that's not at all what it sounded like.
I mean, spinach and penis kind of do sound... because it's like peanutch.
Yeah,
peanutch.
It'd be peanutch if you couldn't say,
Yeah,
100%.
That's hilarious.
That one's funny. I wouldn't correct that.
Chai Paris says, apparently my daughter told her teacher today, did you know we can say dang it, but not freaking shit? Yes, yes, I did.
It's a Candy Cane has done this to me. Mom, we don't say fuck. What? No, I mean, you're right. Solid, but I feel like you're just saying that because you wanted to say the word
right.
and see what I would say.
And this is called a loophole.
The look on her face, this devious little grin was like, you right. You right, Ma. No tumbleweed 8311. I feel sad that mommy doesn't have a penis and she wouldn't even show me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough, kid.
Oh, no. No penis. Mom, what do I do with privacy. My life? Good Lord.
But why? Just because.
Well, let me see.
That's how God made me. But why? I said why, Mom. I heard you. Okay, I wasn't here when it happened. I don't know why. This is how God designed people.
Have you tried saying because mommies and daddies need different parts to make babies?
No, but that is a tricky door, the
slippery
to open,
slope.
Because he will ask all the questions, and then at the end, I'll be like, "Does that make sense? Do you understand?" And he'll say, "No," and I will feel exhausted. We talked about evacuating in case of a fire. And I don't know if he gets it, but he said he does because he noticed the fire, the smoke detectors.
Detector? Yeah.
And he's like, what's that? You have one in your room and I have one in my room. And I was like, that's a smoke detector. It detects if there's smoke. So if there's a fire, it will make a loud beeping noise. And that means you have to hurry up and get out of the house as fast as you can and yell, mommy, mommy, mommy. And he's like, but why?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a long conversation, but and I told him, if you can't get out of your room, you got to get as low to the ground as you can. So climb out of your bed and get underneath. And he said,
but why?
No, he said, well, why don't I just fall out? I was like, because you will hurt yourself. It's really high up. And he said, but it would be faster. And I said, yes, yes, it would. But please just use your ladder.
You can't army crawl with broken arms.
Please use your ladder. Okay, we don't need smoke inhalation and a broken arm. Thank you.
I think he gets this stuff. He just, his brain works faster than his mouth right now.
Yeah.
Or like one part of his brain is processing faster than he can keep up with the other part. So like while we're trying to talk about, he gets that you have to evacuate to get away from the fire, but he also wants to make sure that you understand the most efficient way. Yes. And now he wants to weigh his options.
Yes. I think for the most part, he doesn't get the whole thing, but he gets parts of things. And so he's trying to make a complete picture out of just those parts he gets. And so he fills in the blanks with other creative things.
With, yeah, bananas is what he's filling blanks in with.
Fall out of my bed.
Roll out of my bed.
Well, you have a loft bed. So to the floor is tile.
Danger, Will Robinson.
please just use your ladder.
Oh, man. How did we get there from mommy doesn't have a penis? Oh, sex. Know. That's right.
All the things.
I'm telling you, it has never it only backfired one time.
When you talk about penises?
That I told my girls about the correct anatomical terms and how babies are made.
No, we haven't talked about how babies are made because I just don't think he would, one, be that interested, and two, get it.
Well, you don't even have to give detail. I mean, it was an age-appropriate conveyance. It was boys have a penis because penis has the parts that mommy's vaginas need to then make a baby. Why? Because you need a mommy and a daddy to create a baby. Well, but I thought you said you could have two dads. Yes, those kids are adopted or they use different parts. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, my child's having a hard time in the bathroom right now at school, not just playing with his private area and stuff like that. So I'm going to try to save his teacher at least for a few more months on having him educating the girls in the bathroom about why
I feel like I would
parts
thank you.
Look different.
Your
part
would
looks like that
children?
And my part looks like this because this is how we make babies.
I guess that's true.
And then she goes home and
maybe
tells
one
her
more
dad
care.
And he comes in and tries to put a stop to this.
This, you know, I gotta tell you, I gotta say, it makes me mad that like we even expect that to happen. Dad's commit. Oh, my girl's not dating till she's 30. Oh, why are we talking about how babies are? Why are we talking about a perfectly normal anatomical process and empowering women to understand how it works so that they can say no instead of shrouding it in mystery or making it like some forbidden fruit thing? Gee, yeah. I don't know.
Education is always the route, in my personal opinion, because if your kid doesn't know something, it's definitely easier to trick them into doing what they're not supposed to be doing.
Also makes it way more fun.
Oh, you have no idea what sex is? Oh, okay. Well, why don't we go do this cool thing? Let me show you this cool thing. You just got to make your kid smart, not dumb. Dumb kids get themselves in dumb situations easier.
I'm uncomfortable with how much you just sounded like a sexual predator.
It's not even a predator. It's just another kid their age that's just like, well, she doesn't know what it is, so.
I'm going to show you this really cool
thing. I'm going to take advantage of her dumbness.
No, that's a predator. Taking advantage at any point is predatory.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Thank you. Predatory. That's all I wanted to hear today.
Just like a killer whale.
She body slammed it out of the water. I'm going
to
show you that video, too.
Fed it to her clan of killer whales.
Metal is hail. Just giraffable. When my little was 4, I went through her bag after school on a Monday and found a pair of my own granny panty underwear. They were neatly folded at the bottom of her bag. When I asked her about it, she said it was in her blanket at nap time and made Miss Sandy laugh.
This happens more than you think.
That's awesome.
Multiple times I unfolded a child's blanket to have a sexy pair of chonies fall out.
Well, they stick to everything. And if you can find them on the inside leg of your pant that you accidentally shake out from even clean pants at work, which has happened to me twice in my life, I'm in the stall going, what the hell? Oh, my.
I have underwear in my pant leg.
Those are clean. Good for me. First of all, I get points for them being clean panties. That doesn't shock me, though. And kids' blankies are always the squishy, either the minky or the fleecy.
Yeah, where stuff sticks to
static,
it.
Static, yeah. That's pretty good.
That's funny.
God bless Miss Sandy for laughing about it.
Meadow Chef says, during chapel one day, cats were mentioned and one of my littles said to me, luckily quietly, our cat got in the shower yesterday. My mom and dad were screaming in the shower, and when I asked them about it, they said that the cat got into the shower and they were trying to get it out. Ruh-roh.
I got nothing. I got.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I thought this was going to go a different
story
direction.
When this child gets older.
Will it? Or will this child be like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, it won't be funny for the kid, but it'll be funny for the parents to tell this story.
Do they? So in the same realm of the chonies sticking in nap time blankets, do your kids tell you things about their parents? Or did they?
Yeah. It's not. I mean, I've never had any story about sex.
No juicy stories?
I don't think any of them have tried to interpret a sex story to me before, but stuff about parents not getting along, parents fighting, you know, my daddy's new girlfriend. Ooh. Like all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, kids notice everything. Yeah. And they talk about it at circle time with all the other kids. Because you'll be reading a book and something will come up and it'll be like, I don't know, ice cream. And then they'll be like, I went to get ice cream with my daddy and he had a girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'll be like, okay, we're reading a book. Keep your secrets in your family.
So odds are your family's dirty laundry has been aired at a circle time somewhere at some point in your life.
Yeah.
This makes me think of The Sign, though. Again, that episode of Bluey where it's like, my mom doesn't live with my dad and now he's always lonely. And the terrier's going, our mom likes your dad. Matter of fact, your dad could get it.
Yeah, he's just got to pay attention. That's funny. Yeah, you don't say anything in front of your kid that you don't want their teacher to know. I will tell you that now.
We don't pay teachers enough. You know what? This should be, oh my gosh, teachers, hot tip. This is not legal advice, nor is it any advice that I would recommend anyone follow ever. But, you know, if you really want to raise teachers' salaries in the state, whoever's teaching congressmen and senators and mayors and governors' kids, listen to them at story time and then write well-worded letters about how teachers should get raises.
Two things, though. One, their kids are much older than that.
Well, now.
But also, they don't take care of their kids. Somebody else does.
All right. Well, nannies. I mean, come on. Team effort here. Get it together, people.
You cannot run for Congress and have anything to do with your child. Prove me wrong. Send me an email.
I'm on it.
This is hardpodcast@gmail.com. senators, all you senators and congressmen and women who listen to our podcast, do you ever see your children? We want to know.
Also, that was not advice from me. I'm just saying. Again, not advice. Just also never follow any of my advice ever.
You can blackmail people so you can get more money. No, we just need to do it.
Blackmail is a really aggressive term. I think encourage with factual information.
So you could be a defense attorney. You could be a great defense attorney.
Thank you. I have small children. I don't think I can carry all of their emotions and also the emotions of being a criminal defense attorney. I mentioned, actually, we were at graduation last week, and I mentioned to one of my professors who's, she was working for the public defender's office. There are a lot of criminal defense attorneys connected with my school and of the students and stuff. And they're really good at what they do. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to shout out, because you always, like, you think of that and you think nasty people who got OJ off. Like, these people genuinely care about giving everybody a chance to defend themselves in a court of law. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're not even, you know, if you're a public defender, it's not like you choose to have a guilty client.
Right.
You're just doing your best. And these people then go to great lengths to make sure that they're kind of, the scales balance out properly. Like, mm-hmm. they do their own work and try to help people, indigents who otherwise couldn't get defense and who really truly are innocent. They just, it takes a lot. That's a lot, a massive mental toll to take.
Yeah, that would very be impressive. My biggest thing about it, if you were to do that, is because you'd be really good at it, I think, but I think it would crush your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it probably would. Also, I realized, I don't want to say I learned, but it occurred to me on a conscious level that hush money is not illegal. We were talking about the Trump trial, which is, I'm not going to tell you how I feel about it either way in New York, but hush money has never been illegal.
So what's,
like, if you want to pay somebody not to talk about you, you can do that. The trial is about whether or not he was reimbursed from campaign funds.
Oh, for campaign fees. Because he did it through his, one of the people on his team did it.
Yeah. Through channels where it would be illegal. Well, and your lawyer would likely be involved in making a payment in exchange for a contract that says I won't talk.
He was just shady about how he did it.
Yes. That's what's in question right now. Yeah.
But
it was like, okay, so blackmail comes in when it's an extortion come in when you make it really nasty. So that's a really fine line to walk right there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. True.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh no.
I hear thumping coming up my stairs, folks. Please make it stop. Someone come and rescue me. Meadow Chef? No, we read that one.
Impressive.
Impressive Appeal, 8077. The 5-year-old I nannied for said, Papa's car goes beep, 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 and he has to blow in it to start it. I was like, oh, wow, that's fancy. Then texted mom to let her know her ex had got a DUI. I love that you're on mom's team. Hell yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, Papa's car does go beep, 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 and he has to blow in it.
Fantastic.
I like orange juice. Thank you. Orange juice, TY. One time I was doing a Mother's Day project with preschool, ages 3 to 4, kids that involved asking them what they like to do with their moms. I anticipated answers like reading books together or helping mommy in the kitchen or even when mommy buys me toys. But when I asked one little girl, she cheerfully answered witchcraft.
This girl's going places.
This is a funny one because I remember when I was a kid, we lived in the middle of nowhere, and we would like go through the bushes and the trees, and we would find ingredients for our potions.
Yep.
Make potions. Yeah, like that was just such a fun kid game to play. Can you imagine a mama being like, yeah, let's do this, and like totally playing along? That would be so fun for kids.
I love it. They've never asked me to do this. Like, I want my girls to ask me to make potions with them because it's fun. I might have to initiate that on my own.
Yeah, that would have to be a fun thing to initiate.
Ugh. Dude, I have the tired.
Yeah, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
All right, all right, all right. Woo! Next segment is called Kids' Birthday Parties in the 80s and 90s from Instagram. We asked our Scary Mommy readers what they remember about their birthdays in the 80s and 90s compared to kids' birthdays today, and it brought us back to our childhoods. First of all, what about Lucky's dad in that episode of Bluey where it's pass the parcel? Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have that in the States, but what's funny is I will say I distinctly remember games where you got a prize if you won something. So like, mm-hmm. if we'd play games in my backyard, like
musical chairs
or pin the dress on Barbie. My mm-hmm. mom made one when I had a Barbie party 1 year, and the birthday kid cannot win the prize. It's your birthday. People are already bringing you presents. You can't win that prize.
Yeah.
And not everybody leaves with a prize.
Right.
Or, you know, everybody leaves with a goodie bag, but, you know, it's not always even. That's the biggest difference I see right now. What about you?
Yeah, I would say that that's true. Yeah. Well, I don't see. I mean, OK, so I'm still fairly new to the kids' birthday parties as far as Bubba goes.
OK.
Because he's 3. He's just starting to get invited to parties. They're not really playing games. It's like rent a bouncy house, put out some snacks, and the kids just go play for hours while grown-ups talk.
We didn't have many of those. I would prefer more of those. We've only had like 2 mm-hmm. in our saga with my children, and I'm usually the one that has the park party. Like, I'll plan some minute to win it, I guess some people call it, games. Oh, no.
I just had a funny thought. Sorry. Nope. That interrupted your story.
Please share your funny thought. No, go ahead. Because it's going to be way funnier.
I'll share it after you're done.
So we've had these park parties, but around here, where we are very fortunate to grow up where our kids are growing up, and mm-hmm. the people are absolutely wonderful. So precursor. But there are a lot of $600 to $1,200 birthday parties that just make me choke.
It's so easy to spend so much money, though. There's many cool things to spend money on, and they're not cheap.
And just the cost of doing it. Like, I looked at a bottom tier Chuck E. Cheese party for like 6 kids, $400 right there.
Wow.
And I'm like, we do Costco pizzas, and they absolutely do.
At Chuck E. Cheese. But yeah, that's
$400 per kid. I don't. Plus, my kids are social butterflies and they want to invite 26 children. So limiting them. I'd rather take
cover charge.
You and one super special friend to Disney for that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I prefer to do anyway.
Yeah.
Well, just go on an adventure. You can invite a friend and we'll go on an adventure.
Love it.
I got an invitation for Bubba's. He has a BFF, but mm-hmm. when they moved to the 3-year-old rooms, his BFF is in the other classroom. So they're still good friends, but they don't spend as much time together now because they're in different classrooms.
But did they do that on purpose?
No, Bubba probably would have been in that classroom also, but he got put in the one that he's in now because it's my old classroom and my old co-teacher. And so it was like a special thing.
And you know this human. Got it.
Yeah. So he's not with his other best friend. I still have it. And so his newer best friend that he just plays with all the time, and they have such a good time. And I met his mom at the picnic. They had a family picnic a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we sat with them and we exchanged numbers and stuff like that. Anyway, she texted me his birthday invite right here.
Ooh.
Which we're super excited about. And
Spider-Man.
Bubba sent a voice thing to them saying how excited he is about the party. If she ever listens to this podcast, she's going to be so embarrassed. Okay, so we don't know each other well.
Like, okay.
We sat together for one lunch so far.
Okay.
And we just know our kids love each other.
Right, right.
She doesn't know anything about me. I don't know anything about her.
Except that you've let your kid now send her a voice memo about how excited he is for his Biffer's birthday party.
So I get this text message. I can't even read it.
Oh, no.
It says...
Would you like me to read it?
It says, booty ass, ass girl, go.
What?
And she says, oh, my, haha. I meant to send an audio. And she does the laughy face and she says, I'm so sorry. And I said, an audio of that would have been just as funny. But basically, I don't know I'm sure it wasn't her who said that. I'm sure it was her tiny human. And that's how it was interpreted because his speech is not quite as clear.
Booty ass, ass girl go.
So my guess is that she tried to record him saying something back. And whatever he said Siri thought that that's what
booty ass. Booty ass. But what do you think he said?
I don't even know.
Because what did Bubba say? I'm so excited to go to your party.
For your party or something like that.
I mean, I don't know. Is this kid leading Bubba to raves? He's like, let's go see the Go-Go Girls.
They are very similar. They have a lot in common and they,
oh, no.
they're such a cute little couple. And she texted me and she was like, I picked my son up today or whatever. And him and Bubba hugged each other and had this big hug right before we left. It was so cute. I was like, yeah, they're cute.
Oh, no.
But I don't think they're allowed to sit next to each other during serious activities.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Anyway, it was just funny to get this text from someone who doesn't know me super well that says booty ass, booty ass.
Booty ass. Ass girl go. Oh, man. All right. So birthday parties in the 80s and 90s. I had my birthday party at McDonald's. All we needed was McDonald's play place and a Happy Meal toy. I remember those.
Yeah.
Everybody go to Mickey D's and I'm going to buy y'all a Happy Meal and you're going to play on the play place.
Yeah.
It's back before we knew there was E. coli in the ball pit.
Oh, my.
You were not here for that? They made that realization when we were in high school or college. Well, yeah, I know, but you'd occasionally come into town. Did you ever do a play place while you were in town?
On a ball rare pit? Occasion. Very rare. I maybe only played in a McDonald's play place twice if I'm lucky.
Gotcha.
I don't have much memory of it.
Your kid's life is so surreal to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going to Auntie's. Let's go get Chick-fil-A and ride on a slide that other people have licked.
Yeah, I try to make sure he knows how good he has it. Like, we get snacks in the car, and he's like, I want another snack. I want another snack. I want another snack. And I'm like, no, snacks are expensive. You can eat dinner when we get home.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to tell him, you know, other kids don't get snacks in the car. You're so lucky. You just ate three whole snacks in the car. You need to count your blessings and wait till we get home. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, lady.
Give me another snack.
That's important. We do a lot of that at this house. We do a lot, especially when it comes to, I'm trying to illustrate that without doing it in a rage way, which is often where it starts, unfortunately. I'm not proud of that. But you're not taking care of your toys. There's another little girl somewhere who would kill to have this really awesome Playmobil set, and I bet she wouldn't leave it out to get stepped on or broken, because for a very disturbing couple of months in the last year or so, popcorn and occasionally candy cane would say, oh, well, we can get another one. When I say, well, what if this broke? Or, oh, look, this broke because you didn't take care of it. Well, we can get another one. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that set off, what that triggered in my brain, but I would lose my mind. And I end up like my dad screaming about money and stuff.
But that's such a reality for them.
Yeah. It's just, we don't.
I wonder, I mean, I don't know.
And I try to use the term.
We didn't have much when we were kids, so we didn't think we could just get another one. But I mean, what do you do? I was reading a book called David and Goliath, which is all about different kinds of psychological perspectives on things. Like, what is it better to have a really large class size or a really small class size?
Right.
Well, it turns out neither of those is good. They're both just as bad as the other. Or is it better to raise your kids really poor or really rich? Oh, both of those are pretty bad.
Everything is terrible.
Yeah, it's like you have to be in the middle.
You've got to have some sort of moderation and temperance for just about anything, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you just got to mitigate, I guess, if you're on one of those extreme sides, whether, if you want to take the poor or rich example, you just got to do your best to mitigate the negatives that come from that side of being on that side and not more in the middle.
Yeah. And I don't think even if you're not on the extremes, because I mean, technically we're on an extreme. If you think
compared
about
to it, most of the world.
Yeah. Compared to the vast majority of the world. Now, I would say that a good portion of the world is also on the extreme poverty side.
Yeah.
So maybe we do fall somewhere in the middle, but the consumerism in the States alone really contributes to the, oh my word. Oh, okay, love you. The consumerism in the States really contributes to the.
Yeah, our culture is very.
I notice a lot more, and it's always been this way, but a lot more ads about you deserve this and zero down with our in 60 months or with our credit. Yeah. And then high end brands are creating lines specifically for Walmart and targeted at lower income levels so that you can feel like you got the brand named thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if you are in the lower middle class in this country, your kids still get a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like we probably really are on that extreme.
Yeah. Well, and especially when you have a big family, an extended family.
Yeah.
I mean, we, so much of our blessings come from them.
Yep.
You know, even too, if I, you know, I don't know. It's just, we get birthdays. Like, we don't even have to worry, Oakley and I, about birthday presents or Christmas presents or anything, because we just have such a big family that loves to
spoil him and shower him with. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Life's crazy.
It really is to think about.
So hard being.
And how lucky we are.
Privileged.
Yeah, see, I was going to say that, and I was like, that's a little too dark for right now. So how lucky we are to have people who love us and take care of us.
Oh, hey, I came from a very different upbringing. So
wait.
I can really, really appreciate it.
You were poor?
I was poor. Newsflash. Not only was I poor, but it was just us. My mom, my dad, me, and my brothers. Like, we didn't live even on the same side of the country as our extended family. So even if they liked us, we didn't, you know, we would get birthday cards with like $2 or $3 or whatever in it. But
yeah,
I mean, we didn't, it was nothing like Bubba's.
Yeah, nothing like the girls for
life.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard when they have to fund their own lives of, you know, engraved Stanleys and brand name gummies.
Oh my.
My birthday parties consisted of pizza, a big jug of fruit punch, and homemade sheet cake. We would play some games like musical chairs and freeze dance and call it a wrap. Liz R. Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember that too.
And that was super fun.
It was.
Exhausting for the parents just as much. When I was a kid, we could have played Barbies for 2 hours and had cake and pizza, and I would have been thrilled. I feel like that wouldn't be enough nowadays. I don't know that that's true.
I think I will caveat that. I think we think that that's not enough nowadays.
Right.
Because like you said, you can let the kids go play for 2 hours in a bouncy house or with Barbies or something, like with one little new novelty thing, or have other kids bring their stuff over so it's interesting. I absolutely think they would think that's enough.
Well, and the tricky part is when they're going to friends' birthday parties and they see this is what so-and-so had.
Oh, yeah.
That might be where they would feel like it's not enough. Not because that's not something they would enjoy, but just because they're comparing it to, you know, especially in the area where we live, there's such a big
gap.
Variety of pay scales here, you know, like where you two blocks down the road, you have families that, you know, have a couple million in the bank that's no problem to save up. And then you go the other direction and people are living paycheck to paycheck. So there's such a big variety of how much goes into birthday parties that if you're not keeping up with the Joneses at that point, your kids might feel like they're losing.
I still think, though, you know, we've had the conversation with mine, or I've had the conversation with mine, because so I have twins. So you have, there are just more guests at any given birthday party, right? And I'm sure it would probably even out if I had to pay for two birthday parties at separate times of the year. But we've talked about why they can't have their birthday party at the gymnastics place that another friend did. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is just too much money for one mommy to come up with. And I'm sorry, but we can do something really cool. And they are a little bummed at first, and it is, well, she gets to do it at first. But very quickly, Candy Cane was actually like, I don't even want a party. I was like, you can have a party. We're not poor. Like, you can have a party. It's just going to look different. She said, no, I just want to do, and for, I don't know if I've said it on the air, but we do a mommy day where you and mommy, instead of mommy buying you a present or throwing you a party, we've done like a safari at the safari park, the San Diego Zoo. And you get to have lunch with mommy and do a special experience. And the whole day is just you hanging out with your mom.
Right.
or you can have a party and channel some of that money to a party. And it ends up costing me like $200 a kid, because it's not like we go nuts. But if you want to go see a movie by yourself and do this kind of lunch and then go to the park to feed the ducks or on a hike, you just you and mom alone, period.
Right.
And she opted for that. She was like, I really don't want to party, mom. Like, I can she didn't even want to take one other friend to a fancy thing.
Valuing that more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you do such a good job talking to your kids about what really matters that I think they, as long as they take a moment to think about it, I think they're probably most of the time going to lean towards the better quality thing because.
Well, and if you just give, you know, not even me, though, you give kids a chance and you kind of explain it. And once they come off of that initial panic or tantrum stage, most of them get it. Of course, you're going to compare yourself. I'm going to have a fit when my next door neighbor gets a brand new beautiful Mercedes and only one of them works. Yeah, I'm going to have a temper tantrum in my head for a minute. And then you're going to be like, well, I actually don't need that. And here's why I wouldn't want it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it just they're just tiny people.
You just got to think it through.
Yeah. Need a minute. I just need a minute, mom.
Sometimes things are shiny and you just got to realize that it's not. It's just shiny. It's like, that's it.
It's just sparkly.
It's just
sparkly. Nothing wrong with sparkly sometimes, but we also don't need it if we don't want it.
Okay.
Kathy Cat Kitty. My sweet 16 was me and my two best friends. We ate pizza, drank pop, and played board games with MTV in the background. The year was 1985. I like that.
Those are the good old days.
I forgot this place. Core memory unlocked.
I know. As soon as I saw this, I was like, I maybe had a party here. I'm not sure if I did, but I definitely went to a party here. Bliss Mama says two words. Discovery Zone.
Holy cannoli.
I wonder if that was all over the country or more local to us.
Worldwide, it says.
Are they still in business?
No. Defunct or deep, not defunct. What's, yeah, defunct. It's like D, how do you, which one? Yeah, roller they, slides, ball pits. Oh, that place. What about Discovery Cove? That's the one that we had
never heard
here.
Of that. No, we had a Discovery Zone. Because that's what I went to. I don't know what Discovery Cove is.
Wait, oh, I
Discovery
thought we had one
Zone
that
would
was
have
like
never
a
made it through
place.
COVID. That's for sure.
Oh, that's true. Because they have pits and slides and Pirates Cove.
Is that what it's called?
More core memory. Hello, small version of my. Yes, that's what it's called. It's in Mission on Mission Beach. Boulevard in Mission Beach.
Yeah, I've driven by it, but I've never been inside of it.
I'm so excited. Oh, that's no, that's a run hike.
Is it closed now?
It's not. It says it's still there.
Maybe we should go for your birthday, just me and you.
Yes, I like this idea. And actually bring money to do the. Oh,
it's closed.
It says it's an amusement park that's open, but their website is. Like, it's gone. Maybe it's gone.
It is time for.
Parents of Instagram. Be like Moira Rose.
Yes, 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 yes.
Where is Bebe's chamber?
All right, we're going to be so funny right now.
Oh my God.
Are you ready? We need a clip for the Instagram advertisement. We're going to be so funny.
Okay. All right. So funny.
Wholesome Meet the Internet says.
But this looks like it was posted by Sagittarius.
I was like, what does that say? Sagittarius. That's funny.
Harry.
I was taking this family's order and the dad needed a second to decide. So I was chatting with his kids and I was like, oh, are you guys twins? And then a voice from under the table went, you're close, ma'am. And then a third kid popped up and did some karate moves at me and the dad just looked so tired. So yeah, I met identical triplets today.
Shout out to that dad. For looking, he just looks so tired.
Oh, man. I hope this dad, wherever he is doing so well today.
I hope he has some caffeine in his life.
Yes.
Chris Blaze. I just went to buy a Samsung washer and dryer from a guy, and he was asking $500. I told him I just had a kid, and if he could take $400, I'd be really grateful. I got home and hooked everything up, and everything worked great. I opened up the dryer to check the lint. And I was shocked my $400 was sitting in there. I got a message from him saying, check the dryer, a gift for the new baby. Man, words cannot describe how grateful I am right now. I feel so blessed right now. I felt I had to share. Big shout out to the man, David. Thank you so much.
I love these kinds of stories. This should have been a sweet closing story. I don't know why
this
I
isn't
put it
funny.
Oh, but it's so, like, can you imagine you just had a baby and you're like, man, I just really need a washer and dryer for all the poop and pee and vomit I'm going to have to be washing every single day.
So it was a happy thought.
Oh, and to get it for free. Oh, that's
sweet. People are wonderful. People can surprise you. Well, wait. People are awful, but some people will really surprise you with how wonderful they are.
Yeah.
I love this.
Everyone has the potential, that's for sure.
Do they?
Yes.
Even Karen.
They have the potential. Ugh. Whether they exercise it or not is a different story.
It's up to you. Avocado Mama, Heather Stenwall. You're supposed to read this. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't make the rules. Sorry, I didn't make the rules. I say blatantly lying to my child about a rule I just made up.
I've definitely not ever done this ever. And yet, yes, I totally have.
I have said this before, but not about a rule that I made up. More likely about like, mommy, why can't you drive faster? Because I will crash into a car in front of me. Well, why? I don't make the rules.
I mean, that's still, I was going to say, me too, for societal norms or things that are acceptable. Like, I don't make the rules of society.
Things that are illegal.
Mommy, well, yeah, you don't make the rule of going faster.
I can't go faster. I'm going faster than the speed limit. This is as fast as I can go. Go faster. I can't break that rule because I'm poor. Yeah. And I cannot afford to pay for a ticket.
I can't afford to pay for the ticket for that rule.
I am not charming enough to get out of a ticket.
I think you are. You just don't.
I don't. I choose put not to exercise that when I get pulled over.
Yes. We, my old boss. Just had an absolute mouth and I loved it. This cop pulled her over one day on her way to work and he comes up. He goes, ma'am, you've been randomly selected. She goes, oh, what did I win?
Why did he say randomly selected?
I think he was trying to be sarcastic or like, I think he said you've been selected something like you've been scanned basically. And she was like, oh, I won something. He did not find that amusing.
Oh, I hate it when they don't have a sense of humor. It's fine if you're going to give me the ticket, but just laugh at my joke, please. Like,
make me feel better.
It's not
about
a fun situation and I need to just laugh it off. Okay. So trauma.
Because I'm certainly
going to
cry about it later.
Yes.
Leva at Doing Jirat says, wait, Dong Jirat.
Dong Jirat.
Okay. There's three stages of growing up. One, olives are disgusting. Two, I don't mind them. Three, literally inhaling olives.
This was accurate for me. I did not like them when I was little.
I think olives are gross.
I love olives.
So you're old? You're in stage three?
I'm in stage three. Olive.
This sounds terminal.
Loving. Yes.
Ew, what kind of olives?
All the, not all of them, but a very large variety of olives. You know what I really like is the olives that go in martinis.
Of course you do.
Oh, they're so good.
So I imagine you, and you can't lie, at home in your house at some point, have put an olive on each finger and like talk to yourself and walk around like that before you eat them.
Not by myself, but I have done that with children, for sure.
See, this might... Is this the major difference between us? I want to know what this says about us. I'm the one that if you leave me alone in my house too long, I start doing weird things like putting olives on my fingers and making up voices for my Stanley because I'm alone.
That's
and
funny.
You do those things when kids are around. And I'm like,
well,
I
and
just
it doesn't
to
have to
them.
Be kids. I'm just weird at all times. Like, I feel like my weirdness is pretty even across
permeates
the board.
Your life.
Yeah. I don't hold back when I'm around grown-ups.
Do I hold back? I mean, I'm weirder
probably
with
not
you,
around
but,
me, no. But I bet you do in front of people that are not in your inner circle.
How am I going to be a successful attorney?
Exactly.
So we're at graduation and there is this gentleman who I adore. He's a great guy. He's got a beautiful wife and a couple of beautiful babies. He's very successful. Please get out. So there's this guy who is incredibly smart. He's got a great job. He's going to do some really great work in the legal field. His wife is beautiful and also, I guess, very successful. And he's got two beautiful babies. And he's kept it pretty buttoned up the entire time we've been in school. I've got my robe on. We're getting ready to go walk and take pictures. And I'm sitting next to my study buddy, whom I love, but you know also has a mouth like my father. And this guy, Mr. Buttoned Up Guy, comes out and said something. I said, someone did something dumb. And he said, well, I mean, she is a woman, right? And it was not serious. Like, it was a joke. It was 100. But I look, and my study buddy's cackling next to me, like, where was that? Why would you? You could have sat with us for 4 years. What's wrong with you?
Why did you wait until now to unleash this?
And I'm pulling off my high heel like it's a chunkla ready to just abs. Oh, man.
That's funny.
I guess I only, I held back in class a bit. Not with my study buddies, but, and not with you. But you're probably right. I hold back a little bit of my weird.
You have a professional side.
Well, how else am I going to be a successful attorney?
Right.
People can't know how weird I am. Exactly. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to have to scrub the show from the internet when I reach fame and legislation.
I bet AI could just kind of adjust your voice a little bit and we could change the name.
All right. I'm down.
By then, I don't know much about AI, but it's a big thing. It's a big thing right now.
Kind of a big deal.
All right. Tori says, so did anyone else go through a phase as a kid where you were genuinely concerned about the Bermuda Triangle? 6-year-old me was like, bro, why are we not solving this problem?
I've seen a few of these lately that are like things I was disproportionately concerned about or things I thought were going to be a
like
bigger deal.
Quicksand.
Yes. Quicksand. Yes. The Bermuda Triangle. What's another one? Oh, people offering me drugs randomly because you go through the DARE program and you think everybody's just going to try to give you free drugs.
It's just so funny. And then you realize the real problems are so much worse than this.
Ugh. Is that how they get us through our childhood? By not telling us what the real problems are?
Yeah, you're like, oh, mom and dad, I heard you talking about something serious. What are you talking about? Oh, the Bermuda Triangle. When really they're like, no, we don't need to get dark. We don't need to get dark. Let's move on.
Simon C. Holland, me passing a note to the waitress. Hi, I'm going to order Diablo Fire Wings, but could you just bring me mild? Also, when you bring me the Wild Wings, could you please say, whoa, who ordered the Diablo Wings? This is right on par with that Home Depot. Who keeps breaking the lumber? I don't know. Somebody pretty strong.
It makes me wonder if he's just with his kids or if his whole family or what. Like, what audience is he trying to really throw off?
Isn't he the one who said best day ever?
Probably.
No, that was Dad Hart.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed about that all week. All week I laughed about that. Amy Colleen, on this frigid and snowy day, I am thinking about how on bad weather days when I was a kid, my dad would sometimes take us kids out to a local museum or to walk around a mall, and how back then I would feel bad for my mom who was home all alone without her 5 loud children.
Yeah, kids have no perspective.
So funny.
But how sweet of her to be worrying about her mom.
That's like biggest. Keeps getting upset that I let their dad have them for the week of my birthday. I'm like, I love having them around on my birthday and my kids are wonderful. But at the same time, I'm like, no, sleep is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to do absolutely nothing and maybe have some wine with my bestie.
Heck yeah.
But I love it. And she's always very concerned. I can't wait. That's during your birthday.
I could never do that to you, Mom.
No.
Oh, yes, you could. Yes, you what? Could. Please do it. Please do this.
No, really. It's okay. I'll take one for the team. You go see your dad. It's important.
We'll celebrate another day. The whole month is my birthday.
That's true.
Henpack Towel says, my kids were arguing about who is smarter, boys or girls. At first, they agreed to ask Siri, but then my son said that Siri is a girl, so she would be biased. My daughter countered that if we always ask a girl for the answer, then girls must be smarter. I think she won that round.
I like that.
These are some smart kids.
Yeah.
These are some creative arguments.
Yeah, fantastic. No idea, Daddy Blog. Nightly, around 10 p.m., my 6-year-old crawls out of bed and asks for a second hug. I give her one, and she always lets out a sigh, like a second hug from Dad is the one thing she needed to find peace before falling asleep. Honestly, I've never felt as valued as I do in these moments.
That's another sweet closing story I should have used.
No, it's just... It's so hard, though, because it's bittersweet, right? Because I've got one of mine is currently doing this, where she'll just get up out of bed. And finally, she stopped doing it 3 minutes after I put them in bed. But 30 minutes to an hour, and I'm stressed about me getting enough sleep and finishing whatever it is I need to be finishing and trying to go to sleep because my life is chaos right now. And then I'm worried about her getting enough sleep because, let's face it, she's been kind of an asshole lately. And then, you know, just trying to make sure that everybody's getting what they need. And you're like, this is so sweet that they just want more love. But at the same time, I'm like, for the love of God, please go to bed. Yeah. Nothing can get done while you are up.
No more love for you. Love has all been hugged out. And if you keep hugging me, other stuff is going to come out.
That's anger. Horrifying. Terrible. Like alien, like right out of your chest.
Yeah, just all the bad stuff I've been keeping in. The Mom Crew says, motherhood is the loudest, lonely I've ever felt. It's filled with moments of busy, bored, happy, sad, and tears and laughter on end. It's the most all-consumingly beautiful and challenging thing I've ever loved. It's so complex, there's just no simple way to even describe it.
You said we were supposed to be funny today. And all of these are hitting me in the feels.
The emotional ones in this, apparently. This is a really good one, though, because I remember when I first had Bubba, I felt so lonely.
Yeah.
And it was COVID. We were all home all the time. There's always three of us there. But something about being the mom, I don't know what it is. It just makes you feel like, I don't know.
I don't think enough places have, well, until recently, maybe brought attention to grieving for your former self and trying to figure out who the hell you are now that you're responsible for this other creature.
Yeah. I think if you're breastfeeding, it makes it even harder because
hormones.
Especially if you're not doing a bottle with your breast milk, and there's such a huge part of having a new baby is just feeding them constantly.
Constantly.
So even if dad is doing the laundry and cooking you food and all these other things, he's not taking the baby to feed the baby. You know what I mean? Like, you're still in charge of the baby. And something about that is kind of lonely.
Well, and somebody else posted about this that I saw, like, one of the recognition points was you want to be mad at dad no matter how delightful he's being because he gets the fun stuff and you get sore nipples and
that recovery. That is true, too.
Like, it's just different. It's just hard and different. Everything about it. And you know it's not logical, but nothing is logical once that baby shows up.
No. And I know that. I know that for sure because I worked in early childhood. I worked with moms who were dropping their first baby off for the first time ever. And they're so emotional and walking them through things. And you know, they know the baby's fine, but they just have emotions, you know?
Lots of feelings.
And then, you know, I have all the scientific background and the, you know, practical preschool background. But when you're a mom and you take your kid to preschool, it doesn't matter. No. You have those exact same feelings, even though you're not leaving the building. So it's that much worse for moms who don't work at the preschool where their kids go. You know, it's just, it's totally irrational.
And it's funny because it binds us all together because we all experience the same kind of thing, but it's also very isolating.
That's what it is.
You feel isolating. Very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before. I mean, how we used to raise with a village. And even then, I mean, I think women were just more aware that you really needed that.
Well, and this is why you need other moms.
The mom friends.
Yeah, because nobody, no, your husband is never going to understand exactly what it is you're processing at that time.
That's not their fault either. Even the ones who understand and do their best.
And there are so many of them that are, you know, they're totally involved and whatever. But it's just, it's the emotional stuff that's going on in your brain that makes you feel lonely because even if you explained it to him, he wouldn't really get it. But to have other women in your life who have given birth to children and, you know, gone through that same process to be able to like have that camaraderie with them, that kind of eases some of that isolation, I think.
It's life changing.
You got to have it. You got to have it. And for those of you who are moms that have been doing this and you know people that are having their first babies, just check in a few times, you know, just check in and make phone calls. Don't just text. Make a phone call and ask them how they're doing and tell them stories about when you were doing it so they can feel a little bit less isolated. Because they're probably not going to want to call you.
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate.
So.
Hempicked. Yeah. Sorry. Synapses. Firing. They're here. Remember, I think I have like 6 brain cells now. I'm very excited. My 4-year-old said that he was carsick, so I dumped the groceries from a plastic bag and I passed it back to him with instructions to throw up inside it. I heard him throw up, looked back to see that he'd put the bag on over his head like a helmet, so the puke fell right out the bottom. Hal, you should probably be a little concerned.
Like a helmet? This is troubling. This is troubling.
Although if you're feeling sick, you're not thinking straight. But I mean,
by 4 years old, I'm trying to imagine. Okay, Bubba is almost 4.
No, to be fair, though, like I had. So the only thing we had in my car at the time, my mom's car, was like a short cup from Starbucks. So we emptied that and I throw up in it. And I just held it while it's like overflowing. This is graphic. I'm sorry. And my mom's like, dude, throw it out. But I couldn't. The synapses then also were having trouble meeting in the middle.
Yeah. So, when you throw up, it's like everything kind of does a temporary shutdown, I think.
It's like, let's handle this. We really want you to be in. God was like, I want them in the moment when this happens. I want them to use all of their senses and brain cells to focus on regurgitation.
Imagine this 4-year-old. I mean, maybe it's the first time he's ever like really thrown up that he can even remember. And he's like, why do I have to put this on my head while I throw up? Like, you don't want to see me while Dad. I'm throwing up.
I'm just imagining the handle is like a chin strap on this poor baby.
This is one of my biggest things is the smell of throw up in a car. And now that we're talking about it, I'm sure it's going to happen, but I don't know. I have like a little basket. It's like, I don't know, it's 7 inches by though. 7 inches. And it's a holy basket, but it's got a bag in it.
Holy basket.
Okay. And I have had to throw up in it before. So I'm hopeful that if I hand it to Bubba,
he could figure it out.
And say, put this, I will learn from this. I will say, put this on your lap and throw up into it. Mm. I don't know. Just be specific with your fork.
Well, when you have a 5-point harness, it can't go a lot of places either.
That's so true. Catch your throw up in this basket. I would just pull over right there.
Yeah.
If I could, because there's no way, even if he did hold it in front of his mouth, that he wouldn't totally miss. Or drop it right afterwards.
You, Mom, this is gross. Yeah. And just throw it across your car.
Oh,
my kids,
gross.
I'm trying to think. I don't think any of mine have actually gotten sick in my car. I've gotten sick in my car as a driver, pulled over, puked in a bag, and just kept going.
I puked in a Pringles cup once.
Nice.
Like a Pringles can. It was perfect. Put the lid on, threw it away. Yeah.
Okay, we're done. All right, we're moving. We're moving on.
We're done with throw up.
That's one thing about Steven, my ex-husband, that I do remember. For those of you that I've talked about, like, I'm not going to trash talk my ex. There are a lot of things he did that are not okay. But the girls were babies, and when I was pregnant, he was pretty good about most things. But he was a sympathetic puker. So this big 6'2" dude in his army boots and fatigues is peeking around the door jamb of the bathroom going, how we doing? when I had morning sickness.
Love you. Come in there. I hope you're doing okay.
Like, hey, can you get me a water? And he'd like lob a water bottle in like it's a grenade and just bolt.
Well,
oh man, you know, he tried.
He was trained for that.
God bless. Benjamin Bentev 28 says, my 4-year-old has recently taken up cursing. Yesterday, he referred to bedtime as a fucking crisis. He's not wrong.
I like that. I would love to see the child say it.
I want to see the baby.
Like, crisis was a word that was recently said in front of him. And then he's like, what does that mean? And you're like, oh, it's a terrible situation. And then bedtime, awesome. He's like, this is fitting. This is a fucking crisis. You're right, honey. Get in bed. It'll be better in the morning. Mom's Behaving Badly says, 2-year-olds just don't give an F. You be like, get down. 1. They be like, 2. Bubba does this now.
That's so funny.
Like, he'll count 2.
Especially if he could really.
Yeah, the counting isn't super effective anymore. I know. It's been so good for so many years.
And you follow up, too. It's not like you give him a...
Yeah.
A, what do you call that? An empty threat.
Nope. He loses it. He's just losing more things now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Because he's doing the candy cane thing where it's like, yeah, take my shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm still going to make your life miserable.
Right. Yep. That's the stage we're in.
Can we take a pause? I was really proud of myself. My language was cleaning up. I'm doing a better job.
Yeah.
Cursing. That's you come right over and I'm like, F this and F that. And that's and kids and S.
We're
and
bringing
F.
it out of each
Damn
other.
It.
Well, if you don't say it, it's still in there and you need to get it out. And this is a good time to get it out because like otherwise heart? You'll do it to your in front of your kid.
That's not happening. What? No, that's not happening.
What is happening here?
James Breakwell, our very own exploding unicorn. Me. Hold your horses. 5-year-old. I don't have any horses. Me. It means calm down. 5-year-old. I can't. My horses are gone.
Yes.
Same friend.
That is funny.
I don't have horses
or
ducks.
Horses.
I have squirrels. They're everywhere.
Well, now, Mom Jeans Please says, see you when you get home from school. I whisper to my kids, Apple.
I'm trying so hard to figure this out because mine are pretty good eaters, right? But if I send fruit or veggies to school and I say, you need to eat it, they throw it away at school. And my hate of food waste is I can't decide just not to send it and let them have fun at lunch. And so I watch them eat their fruits and vegetables at home because they know that I don't know that they threw away their snacks. They're just getting better.
This is one of those areas of being a mom you don't have any control over. And I think you still should send them on the off chance that they might take a bite or two.
Ugh. Food waste.
Because
it hurts my heart.
Yeah. But it's better than like, I don't know, something.
What's it better than, actually?
I mean, it's better to throw away an apple, which costs almost nothing to buy or grow, than to throw away like something you have to pay a lot of money for, or I don't
but
know.
But the system is broken and there are
come
people
on,
starving all over the
do
world.
Do your best.
Our system doesn't feed people who
well,
need
they
it
should come here and dig in the trash cans at the elementary school. They would be so full.
It's horrifying. How come we throw away so much food and there are so many people in the world who are perpetually hungry? I can't figure it out. It makes me sad all day.
I don't know.
I mean, I know, like I understand why I'm not a naive moron, but it just makes me sad all day that we don't fix it. We're supposed
when
to be
we're
funny.
Rich, when we get real rich.
That's right.
That can be one of our big things we spend our podcast money on.
Yes.
Feeding hungry
people,
children.
Come on, bring us more listeners. Make it happen. Jesse, J. Verona 77. Did your kids ever pronounce anything wrong that was super cute and ultimately went away? My kid used to call napkins nackiums, like nack-e-ums. I miss it. We still call things that. If they say something really cute,
keep it.
That's it forever. French fries will always be pan pies.
Mm-hmm.
Movies will always be moomies. Melcom, like you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad and I still say that to each other, even though, you know, even when we don't really want to say you're welcome. Melcom.
Melcom. R.I.P. Trico hairline.
Sorry.
Tirico hairline.
I don't know.
Trey don't know. James. Mr. Trey James says, I'm mad teachers told us if you don't do well in school, you're going to be the garbage man, and never told us the garbage man made more than them.
I never had a teacher demean another profession that way. I had other people do that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't remember any teachers doing it, but it is something you
we
would
don't
hear
need to demonize
about
any profession. We need all of these people.
Have you seen the posts on Instagram where it's like a picture of a kid with his toy garbage truck and he gets really excited on garbage day when the garbage guys come?
There are a lot of those.
And they like take pictures with them, or he brings them water and he just gets
or cookies
so
and
excited
stuff. They exchange gifts and it's
I
cute.
Love that. And I imagine for the guys driving the garbage trucks that makes them feel so happy
and seen.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because, man, can you imagine if they didn't come to pick up your garbage?
No.
Yeah.
Especially if you live somewhere like New York or D.C.
I hope they get paid a lot of money.
They do. Well, they're state or municipal workers, so they should get a good amount of money.
Good.
Stone Cold Daddy. Welcome. Oh, wait.
Dead and buried.
Dad and buried. My 12-year-old declared himself too weak and wobbly to go to school. But after running some tests, I diagnosed him with woke up at 5 a.m. to watch dipshits on YouTube and sent him on his way. Yeah, that happens. Yes. But that's not my 12-year-old. That's my 7-year-old's. Well, if you wouldn't get up at 5 a.m., we wouldn't have this problem.
I'm tired. Stone Cold Daddy says, welcome to parenthood in the 2020s. If your child isn't classmates with a child named after a city or a state, one will be assigned to you shortly.
I don't know that
Bubba has any kids with a city or a state.
Or a girl with the last name that or the first name that ends in Lee, but it's still the same word.
Yeah.
No Idea Daddy Blog says, I feel like everyone with multiple kids has one child with a daily word quota, and that quota must be met. No way around it. The word count for that child is somewhere between Grapes of Wrath and Moby Dick and War and Peace. Yes, that is accurate. I can tell you that in our house, it is popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And it never, ever stops.
Yeah.
It just goes.
Bubba's got a lot to say, too.
Until we can hook them up to wind turbines and actually power a house.
Yeah.
Somebody needs
Once
to figure
out. Once we can figure
out
how to harness children's energy.
Bro.
Man.
Well, that's how we're going to make it through the apocalypse.
Like, yeah.
We're just going to have to convert stationary bikes or a regular bike so that they can just ride the little bike or a little tricycle.
Yeah.
And power up some batteries so that at nighttime we have, you know, whatever we need, or we can still have some electric for life-saving equipment. I'm telling you.
I think that's a great idea.
That's what's going to happen.
Dad Hard says, I want to look presentable at daycare drop-off, but I don't want to be the typecast. I don't want to be typecast as the hot dad.
Too late.
Crocs, straps up, feel too casual hot, but straps down, feel too sporty hot. I'm stuck.
I believe last week I drew attention to his photo because he is the hot dad. And Crocs could not keep me off of him. It's true.
Yeah, I don't think Those that are. Nobody's looking at your Crocs, buddy.
They're looking at them gray sweatpants.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. That's not necessary. I feel
You're
dirty.
Terrible.
Ugh.
But also, I mean, it's true.
Simon C. Holland, ask a rival dad if he likes his vehicle, then tell him you're considering getting one for your kid when she turns 16. Absolutely brutal. Do you guys just come up with these ideas to,
KO
each other in a conversation?
Oh, I love the rifle dad stuff.
It's fantastic.
I bet I could do a whole segment on that. Dad Hard says, consumer. I wish I could kind of see the top of the stove, but not really. Like, sexy mood lighting, but I can't see when I'm cooking. Inventor of the light under the microwave. Buckle up. I've got just the thing. I do like the
mood lighting, but I can't see what I'm cooking.
It's a good light to leave on if, like, your significant other is coming home really late and you're going to be in bed and you don't want all the lights in the house on, but you want
up in
them
the
to not
the
crash
night.
Into the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
midnight snack lights.
Yeah. Mood lighting for your midnight snack.
Yeah. I like that.
Sweet Goat-tato. So my kids have a Shrek mask. They play a game called Hide and Shrek. It's like hide and seek, except the seeker is Shrek. And when he finds them, he yells, get out of my swamp, and chases them. As the seeker is moving through the house, he quietly sings All Star.
I think we should implement this.
It's like sardines.
Your kids have seen Shrek, right?
Yeah.
We should do a Shrek movie night and then introduce this game.
That'd be fun. Well, they like sardines, and the Girl Scouts like sardines. So all you have to do is, instead of, you know, you have to add the whispering and the
singing of the All Star song,
and the mask.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Get out of my
No Idea Daddy Blog says, my 8-year-old stopped me in the hallway and said, "Back up, further, further." Then once I was at the end of the hall, she screamed, "Hug attack!" Ran, jumped into my arms, and almost knocked me over. Then she laughed and said, "Wasn't that awesome?" I agreed with her. It absolutely was.
That's pretty cute.
This guy has some good kids.
He really does. What happened to mine? Like, why can't they be delightful? Like,
yours are.
It's a phase. We're going through a phase. Speaking of, somebody posted something about millennials looking at Gen Zers and being like, oh my gosh, what are they wearing? That's just a phase. And then flashback to us during our emo phase going,
oh my.
My mom doesn't understand my aesthetic.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
When I picked popcorn up from school the other day, watching all the the junior high kids or whatever, middle school kids walking down the street. It's all 90s. It's all 90s clothes.
Yep. Including the one that looks like she just left a 90s Hot Topic.
I haven't seen
There are a couple of them with the really wide leg black jeans and the fingerless elbow length crochet black gloves.
Whoa.
And the
I didn't see
jewelry.
Anybody dressed like that, but all the other 90s attire was very present.
Everyone was spoken for, represented appropriately. You know what I haven't seen, though, truly? Oh, wait, this might have been 2000s. The top that was teeny tiny, and then when you stretched it out, it was, you know, like the waffly material.
The
satiny kind of, it looks like it would fit a doll, but when you put it on,
it stretches.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about? I'll be back. Ugh. I have a vague memory of it.
Lord, help me. I can tell you that mine, a couple of the girls at church, I've talked to their moms and we were like, yeah, I definitely owned that pattern.
Mm-hmm. I maybe had that exact top.
Yup. Wholesome Meet the Internet brings us our sweet closing story today. Today, my next door pregnant neighbor knocked on my door. Around 7 p.m. today, I heard some knocking on my door. I opened it, and it was my next door pregnant neighbor. She was, I think, in her 7th or 8th month. She was holding a small plate in her hand. In a very small, shy voice, she asked me if I could give her some of whatever I was cooking because she liked the smell. I think pregnant women sometimes have strong cravings, and they cannot resist them. Anyway, she was shy and apologized a lot for her request since we don't know each other. I laughed and told her it's okay. I was cooking a traditional meal from my country and the recipe has olive oil, garlic, jalapenos, and some spices. I think the smell was nice. I gave her some of my dinner and then she left. Watched her walking home like a cute little penguin who was very happy with her successful little hunting. I felt really happy too for some reason.
Oh, this would just brighten up my day.
Me too.
Even if I only had enough for one person, walk. I'd be like, yes, here, take it.
Yeah.
Take my dinner.
Please.
I'll have avocado toast.
I've been on both ends of that. The happy penguin pregnant lady walk that's like, yeah, I got some food that's good. And the feeding a happy pregnant lady.
Nice.
That's always good. That's part of my love language. You know that. If I can feed you, I'm doing it.
That's probably why we're such good friends. I'm a big fan of eating.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us, friends. We appreciate all of you. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram at This Is Hard Podcast.
Also, please send us your stories. Email them to us at thisishardpodcast@gmail.com.
We're much better able to develop a picture of the fabulous story when we know who we're talking about. We'll even keep you anonymous if you like.
Yeah.
It's way funnier
to
share ours and yours.
Your embarrassing story. I mean, we'll tell them the story, but we won't tell them it's you, unless you want us to.
Yeah, we'll keep you anonymous if you want.
Send them. Until next time, try to enjoy those little ones and remember that
this is hard
for everyone.